Consequences. Many of the Greek myths lead to cascades of consequences. As we have already seen, leading figures in one story will go on to marry and found dynasties from whom are born legendary heroes. And there are plenty of subsidiary myths that spin off from the Wheel of Ixion. While on the subject of Mount Pelion, for example, it is worth mentioning the story of Iphimedea, who was so in love with Poseidon that she would regularly sit by the shore, scooping up seawater and pouring it over her breasts and into her lap. Poseidon was touched by this show of adoration and swept out of the ocean in an embracing wave to conjoin with her. Twin sons were born, Otus and Ephialtes. They were true giants in our modern sense. As boys, they grew by the breadth of a human hand every month. It was clear that when they reached manhood, they would be the largest beings alive. As you will recall, the jealous and ambitious Poseidon had always kept in mind the possibility that one day his younger brother Zeus might slip up and be toppled from his throne. The sea god put in the heads of his fast-growing boys the idea of challenging heaven by creating their own mountain from which to rule the world. Their plan was to pull up Mount Ossa and heap it on Olympus. On top of Ossa, they would pile Mount Pelion. But before the twins had grown to the full height and strength necessary to achieve this, word reached Zeus of the possibility of their rebellion, and Apollo was sent to fell them with arrows. Their punishment in the underworld was to be bound to pillars by writhing snakes. Just to run the thread of the narrative right through to one of its conclusions, and as a further example of how one story could lead on to other, even more significant and far-reaching myths, you should know that Nephele, the cloud image of Hera, went on to marry a Boeotian king called Athamas, by whom she bore two sons, Phrixus and Helle. She had cause to save the life of Phrixus when, an Isaac to his father's Abraham, Athamas tied his son to the ground and made to sacrifice him. Just as the Hebrew god revealed a ram in a thicket to Abraham and saved Isaac's life, so Nephele sent a golden ram to rescue her son Phrixus. The golden fleece of that ram gave rise to the great quest of Jason and his Argonauts, all on account of a drunken, degenerate king who had the temerity to make eyes at Hera. The Wheel of Ixion became a popular subject for artists and sculptors, and the phrase, a wheel of fire, is sometimes used to describe an agonizing burden, punishment, or duty. Shakespeare's King Lear cries out, "Thou art a soul in bliss, but I am bound upon a wheel of fire that mine own tears do scald like molten lead." The expression to pile Pelion on Ossa is seen too, meaning to add difficulty to difficulty.